Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. I would like to hear way more about global trends and relations and how what we do here affects others worldwide and what people worldwide do, how it affects us as well.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:46 now on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly begins his new job.
Two.
Primary election day for some Wichita voters.
One.
Two persons dead in a plane crash at Topeka Airport. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, traffic. Things looking okay so far. Not seeing any big slowdowns on the roadway at this time. No big notices there. The gasoline prices in Wichita today. Actually, some prices up still as high as $2.18, but $2.15, the most common price here in Wichita. I spotted $2.14 this morning, Pawnee and Hillside. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 84 degrees after yesterday's high of only 75. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 66. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 87. Now a cloudy sky, an east wind at 3 miles per hour and 69 degrees. The Tilly hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection and is recommended by more doctors than any other hat. It comes with a lifetime warranty and is machine washable. And best of all, it looks great on everyone. Stop in at Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas at the clock tower in Delano. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted in the morning with a lot going on this morning, talking about the NBC World Series and other exciting things happening in our area. And this morning I'm starting my day off, as always, with a steaming hot cup of Prairie Fire coffee. And you know what we say, if you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. Kind of a harsh thing to say, I guess.
You've got it going on.
But that's what it is. A tow company employee was taking inventory of an impounded pickup truck when he heard pounding and screaming coming from inside.
Uh-oh.
He and other workers had to unbolt the back seat of the Toyota Tundra, where they found a Chinese man in the country illegally hidden in a specially built compartment.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
He wanted out.
Yeah. Probably got a little hungry in there. Border Patrol spokesman Mark Endicott says the man in the truck and the man who had been driving it have both been arrested.
Ah.
Truck itself had been impounded after the owner was cited for speeding and driving without a license early Saturday. The guy was not behaving himself, and he had a person.
Had a dude back there hidden away.
Hidden in the back there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to build on its record highs. It rose 60 points Monday. Gains for banks and media companies mostly outweighed losses. The S&P edged down 1 point, and the NASDAQ fell 26 points. The Trump administration has slapped financial sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions follow a weekend election that gave the South American country's ruling party virtually unlimited powers.
Yeah, Venezuela.
The people decided they were in this election. If it's an honest election, they were going to give the government a lot of power. Okay. Unlimited? Wow. Can you imagine? Think of some of our folks out there. So many of us, our listeners, our listeners like limited government, smaller government. Well, they're giving unlimited powers to their government down there in Venezuela. Whoa.
Well, maybe they were afraid to vote otherwise.
Yeah, you could be.
It's
on penalty.
Not a very stable place.
Yeah, they've had some problems down there for a long time. Environmental advocates are urging the Trump administration to reverse course on its move to set aside an Obama-era measure limiting water pollution from coal-fired power plants. Why not just let them go ahead and pollute all they want to? Billions of dollars spent on two new nuclear reactors in South Carolina went up in smoke Monday when the owners nixed plans to finish them after years of delays and cost overruns, dealing a severe blow to the industry's future. Nuclear energy, there's been a little talk recently about, you know, it's pretty much going away in the U.S. We got one nuclear power plant in Kansas. What the heck was the name? Oh, Wolf Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I almost forgot the name of it. But it's been online for many, many years now. And
still produces a lot of energy.
Still does. And Westar Energy sells that to our customers.
But this country is not building nuclear plants like it used to.
And even, you know, when Westar has even gone more and more to...
well, they've diversified
into wind and all kinds of other power.
Just gather it wherever they can.
Renewable energy. Yeah. That's the term that I was trying to think of right there. All right, it's coming up on 6:51 now with Steve and Ted. And are your neighbors irked by your noisy, rumbling Ford Mustang? I know they are not by Ted's Ford Mustang or mine. The new quiet mode available on the 2018 Mustang GT could bring peace and harmony to your block. Many performance cars, including the new Ford Mustang GT, already have a sport exhaust mode that lets drivers give the engine an extra roar at the press of a button.
Right.
I didn't know this. Okay.
So it can still be loud when you want.
The 2018 model will also come with a more novel quiet setting.
But now they
got a quiet button,
you can flip a switch so that it doesn't wake up everybody in a three-block radius.
With this button, the Mustang's burbling engine sound will quiet down. Its noise level cut in half. It sounds like the difference between a growling dog and a purring cat. There you go. Now, my wife and I have talked about Mustangs before because we owned a Mustang years ago.
Yeah.
1968 was... I got my first new car. My first new car was a Mustang in 68. It had the little 289 engine, the V8, and a three-speed. I mean, it was a basic car. You could get them, really, you know, with a great big engine and everything else, but it would go fast enough without the great big engine.
I bet it did.
It's a very light car, but
what color was that car?
The color was called Acapulco Blue.
Nice.
About the blue of that button.
Yeah.
Right there, the on button for our microphones.
That was a sweet ride.
Yeah, we kept that until after both of my kids were born. So anyway, Shelley always talks about the way Mustangs sound, and she loves it, that little rumble that they make. So if we ever get one, I bet she turns the switch onto the bigger noise button. She just rides that baby.
Yeah, but then you get in there and you can put it in stealth mode.
Stealth, so nobody will hear you or see you. Yeah, that's what you need. You need a stealth button. All right, one of the top news stories today for us locally is a primary election that really impacts.
Is that really a top news story?
Well, it's got to be one of our top stories because whenever there's election, it's a top story. People are voting in the District 1. Four candidates and Ted, you're not going to be much voter turnout is what we're looking at there. Even the mayor yesterday said, I don't think there's going to be many people voting, Mayor Longwell. So we have that one here in Wichita, but also we have, that's the only one contested for a primary. The others don't have enough, the other districts don't have enough people running the warrant a primary. They'll vote November 7th. So we're weaning the field a little bit for that one district today down to from four candidates to two, and then they'll vote on them in November. And that's this primary over the years, Ted, as you know, has never been a big deal. Even when they had candidates across the board or two or three districts, turnout has always been kind of light. People kind of ignore the primaries and wait for the general election, which will come up in November. Today is Respect for Parents Day. Okay?
That's one of the Ten Commandments. That should be every day.
Yeah. Marilyn Dalrymple from Lancaster, California, she created Respect for Parents Day, which is celebrated on this date. And it's just respect for parents today. It was born several years ago, and it's just a time when you should respect mom and dad every day. You're right, Ted. And of course, a lot of people don't. A lot of kids are not brought up that way. You and I were. And the respect came from the fact they were bigger than us. They were older than us.
They controlled the purse strings.
They had the purse strings. And if they wanted to, they could swat you upside the head or on the behind and make sure you towed the line. Fortunately, you and I had a couple of parents our parents were good people. And they never abused their parents, their parental power. But it's a good thing to teach. And if we did this a little more, I think it would be a better world, don't you, Ted?
Yep.
Teach the kids to respect
the backbone of society, parents and children, the families.
The family, dadgummit, the family. It's Respect for Parents Day. All right, 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, KNSS News at the top of the hour. All the news, including the story coming in from Topeka, a plane crash near Ballard Airport there, and two men have died in that crash. We have the names and details coming up at 7 o'clock right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.